855 453. That's the Sinkhole toll free call in line here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. On Free Talk Live, we open up the phone lines, let you call in, but talk about whatever you want to talk about. Do the same thing on the website. You can post, link to blog posts or news stories that you think are important that other people will like. They can vote the story up, vote it down. You can do it the same with their submissions. It's freetalklive.com. It's Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And let's go to Gigan in Concord. Gigan, you there?
I am here.
Excellent. So what can we do for you?
I was listening to the podcast from last night, and you guys were talking about one of the demands of the Wall Street protesters was that all debt be forgiven. And it seemed like it was a unilateral thing, all debt for everybody.
Yeah, it seemed like it was all debt everywhere. Before you go on, Gigan, did you have trouble with the audio from last night? Was it skipping all over the place?
Yeah, I did find that to be the case.
Okay, go ahead. Hopefully we're going to get that fixed.
So anyway, about the debt, I was thinking of how that idea, it seems kind of unique, like I hadn't really heard of it before, except that it was in Fight Club. It was in the film more than the book. And
okay.
So I thought that was a really strange example of art imitating life, or life imitating art.
Yeah, it was kind of a spin-off of the Wiz. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Wisdom with Emilio Estevez, and he went as sort of a bank robber, but in the process he would destroy all the mortgage notes. Remember, this was written in the 80s when we didn't have computadoras to handle all that stuff, and essentially people were cheering him on until I guess somebody got shot in some kind of holdup, and then turned it all around, and it was a story about how violence doesn't work. But yeah, so yeah, you're right, in Fight Club they were going after the banks in some way.
Right, yeah, the idea was to blow up all the credit card companies so there'd be no more debt. In the book, they were definitely doing a sort of different schema because I think they were trying to destroy museums and, like, eliminate history.
Okay.
And which debt, in a sort of way, is like eliminating financial history.
Makes some sense.
So, yeah, I think it's a very unique idea. I mean, the economic consequences would be... I don't think they would really do that much. If you think of rich people have debt too, the supposed 1% that the protest seems to be focusing on, like they'll have liabilities in companies, and the banking system is so corrupted and so complex that I don't really think the idea of coming up with one necessary solution to this will be the thing we do, except of course getting rid of things like the Fed and the banking laws and the whole government system of banking.
Well, to me, eliminating, I understand why they would want to eliminate debt if they have a bunch of debt. I would like to eliminate my debt specifically. I get it. I think the best way to eliminate your debt is just go ahead and pay it off. That causes, the least amount of heartache. But, to me, what it says is it's an intrusion on property rights. I mean, if I've got something and I wanted to loan it to you, Gigan, I should be able to do that. And if I want to loan it to you in order to and get paid a little bit for loaning it to you, there's nothing wrong with that. We call that rent. But when that thing that I loan to you is money, we call it interest.
And I'm just imagining if they tried to pass some sort of law or have some sort of thing where they're like, okay, at this point, at this day, all debt is going to be erased. Like the government decides that all debt's erased, which they won't ever do because their currency is largely based on debt. What kind of economic incentive does that provide to people as far as taking loans out?
Right. This is the bailout for the individual, and it's going to teach people the same thing it's taught banks. I mean, I think the bankruptcy system, if you advocate for eliminating debt, the bankruptcy system essentially does that, and, these banks should have gone through bankruptcy if they had, some kind of problem and handled it with their creditors in whatever way, shape, or form the courts came out with through these civil courts, which I think the civil courts are far more legitimate than the criminal courts, frankly. So, eliminating debt doesn't make any sense to me. Gigan?
I agree.
Yep. All right, well, thanks for the call. Appreciate you calling out. Oh, by the way, there is an Occupy New Hampshire, so you better keep an eye out for them. They're going to be, sitting on some somebody's horse farm someplace occupying the place. I don't know.
Perhaps that would be like in Nashville or really close to Massachusetts.
Because that'll be relevant, right? Want to make sure it's really close
mind,
to Massachusetts.
Actually, like if New York totally fell to socialism or something like that, I think it might be something that would awaken other states to maybe think more independently and locally in their government, rather than having like this federal model that we would need to be governed by some necessary like political things going on in New York.
I support getting away from the federal model, frankly. So I can see some value to that. I suppose you're right. 855 450 free, SACL toll free call in line. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Nimi, you had a story, and I want to hear about it.
I do. This was actually submitted. It's a Wall Street Journal piece that was submitted to Free Talk Live, I believe, yesterday.
FreeTalkLive.com?
Yes, FreeTalkLive.com. And it is an ongoing story that we're seeing actually here in New Hampshire as well, but I'll start with this story and we can get to the New Hampshire bit a little later. The title is Latest Crime Wave, Sending Your Child to a Better School. And there are several articles of this type on freetalklive.com.
Yeah, we've been talking about this for a while now.
Right. And the highlights of the story, African-American mother of two last year used her father's address to enroll her two daughters in a better public school outside of their neighborhood. After spending 9 days behind bars, charged with felony grand theft.
Yeah, we talked about this this lady.
The single mother was convicted of the two felony counts. Not only did this stain her spotless record, but it threatened her ability to earn the teacher's license she had been working to.
Grand theft.
That's
for
right.
Sending her kids to a better public school.
It
essentially.
Says here, in the last year, parents in Connecticut, Kentucky and Missouri have all been arrested and await sentencing for enrolling their children in better public schools outside their districts.
You know, and this many school districts have allow you to do charter schools or pick other schools and all kinds of things. They allow some level of choice. Some don't. And I have heard people just be as callous as they could possibly be on this and claim, well, yes, this is stealing. If the government doesn't give you the option to go to another one of these schools, you're stealing from these people. And I have to say, just because the law hasn't come around to, I frankly think that anybody demanding that I pay to educate their kid is stealing from me, my kid.
Right.
Because my money would go to educate my child if it doesn't go to educate yours. And if you're stealing money from me to educate your child, then what are you teaching your child? That it's okay as long as you've got a big enough gang on your side that it's okay to steal from people? I find that wrong. But if you're going to be in this paradigm and money's going to be stolen from you by some county, in some cases this is inside the same county, the same organization that's stealing the money, it's just allocating it to different pockets. And, oh, well, you picked the wrong school district within our county. They've already got your money. It's absolutely ludicrous.
Right, and I think the article here goes on. It says these arrests represent two major forms of exasperation. I actually think it's three, but the article goes on here. It says first is that of the parents whose children are zoned into failing public schools.
Sure. Imagine how frustrated you would be if you're stuck into some failing public school and you can't afford to get out.
And then there's the exasperation of school officials finding it more and more difficult to deal with these boundary hopping parents. And I would add a third to that. I think it's taxpayers who are paying their taxes, whether or not they object to it, who are paying for the education of kids who don't live in their districts.
Sure. I mean, I can imagine how frustrating that is. There was a situation. As a matter of fact, you were telling me of a situation where a friend of yours was having some trouble. You know, their child had been in going to school in one district. They moved, but they wanted their child to continue to go there. And that's where their friends are. That's where they're used to being to going. Lots of kids. You hear all kinds of stories about how disruptive a move can be on a child's education. And you just want the very best for your kid. The government. It's already taking money from you to fund their public schools, and if you end up with the luck of the draw and a crappy one, why should you have to go to it? If you've got some answer to this, explain to me why it's okay to send this lady to jail for two felony counts. Please call in at 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today. Today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouch.
You can't argue with success, and many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products, like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Yes, it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can call in on Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Demi.
And Allie.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers, treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI. They have been, Jason Osborne over there, the principal, has been a big supporter of Free Talk Live for a very long time, and we do appreciate him. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI. So let's go back to this story about, well, the new crime wave, throwing people in jail for sending their kids to better schools.
Well, the crazy part of this to me is that it says here from the Wall Street Journal again, it's from California to Massachusetts, districts are hiring special investigators to follow children from school to their homes to determine their true residence and if to decide if they belong at high-achieving public schools.
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
I'd like to know if they're doing background checks for child molesters. You know, really, because...
Well, TSA has had some real problems with this. Apparently, there's been quite a few rapes among TSA agents and stuff, you know, rapists among TSA agents. And, you know, I mean, what better position for somebody who's kind of creepy and weird to get into?
Well, even public schools, like, don't... I remember there is... this one story that I heard on Free Talk Live about the school that had the laptops that teachers could see the students on. The school I'm from, Auburn, Alabama, in Auburn, Alabama, would have the laptops they'd give to students, and then they would, you know, recycle them and stuff. But, yeah, exactly. That freaked me out hearing that story because I was in school at the time.
Uber creepy.
Yeah.
Uber creepy.
Really creepy.
And there's a story recently out of New Hampshire and Maine as well that they had a school bus driver who's been molesting special needs kids on his bus. You know, so if they're not doing background checks and there are creepy things like active cameras going on, I just want to know, who are these special investigators who are following kids home from school?
Right, and has the government done its due diligence? And at what point, you know, I mean, the fact is we know that the government is really bad at due diligence. It doesn't have responsibilities for its actions. So, you know, the chances are good that they haven't done that. Also, how effective is this? How many times do they follow a kid home? I mean, when I was growing up, we used my grandmother's address for you know, where I lived, my mom didn't want to send me to, and I didn't want to go to the public school that was that we were zoned for. And you know, but how many kids go to grandma's a few days out of the week in order to be babysat? So maybe they're going to the wrong district. I'm just trying to imagine. Maybe grandma's is out in the wrong district. They're driving a car there. I mean, in high school students, this happens. If they go to work afterwards, I'm just thinking this is a big waste of people's money sending, you know, in private investigators hunting all over Hill and Dale for who might be illegally at some school or another.
Absolutely. And also it raises the question of legal residency and defining it. I know here in Keene we've had some issues with voting and schools and with Keene State especially. It's qualifying for in-state tuition versus out-of-state tuition. What actually qualifies as residency? Like you're saying, Mark, if you're staying with your grandmother three or four nights a week, or if you're from a split home where your dad lives in one house or your mom lives in another, where's the line?
Yeah. You know, there's an interesting place that's not too far from here. I think it's called, I'm thinking it's Hinsdale, New Hampshire, which is right on the edge of the southwestern edge of New Hampshire. So it is essentially touching Vermont and Massachusetts. And it's amazing how transient the population is here in southwestern New Hampshire. Some of them live in Vermont. Some of them live in Massachusetts. They come to work here. You know, and people move all around and just state border to state border, and it's meaningless to them. It means nothing to them traveling across the state border. So, you know, people, you know, they change their lifestyles, they move around. I think it's just incredibly difficult. I think the kids, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons why people would want to send their kids to better schools or different schools. And, you know, their money's being taken from them already. Why don't we let them go where they want?
I'm inclined to agree. And it says here also that there, in addition to special investigators, there's also services like VerifyResidence.com, which provides, quote, the latest in covert video technology and digital photographic equipment to photograph, videotape and document children going to their to school from their house. School districts.
How, what?
Yeah. I know,
hold on.
Right?
Okay, so it's where is this stuff mounted? How does it find out whether they're going to their house or from their house or not?
Right, exactly. And school districts can enroll in the company's rewards program. Get this, which awards anonymous tipsters $250 for reporting out of district students. So guess what?
God.
You can rat out your neighbors.
Wow.
Okay, so
$250.
This always brings me back. I remember my mom sort of asking my mom, what's so bad about the people in the Soviet Union? Now, remember, I'm growing up. I'm 40 years old now, and I was growing up at the end of the Cold War, and the Soviets were bad people in my mind. I didn't know why. I wasn't sure. I knew the Nazis, and I knew the Soviets. These were bad people. And as I'm growing up, and I asked my mom, well, what's so bad about them?
They're like the Taliban of your day?
Essentially. You know, and I didn't know any better than to dislike them. I mean, that's just what I'd heard, and, you know, it's not like I knew anything about international politics. And my mom said, well, there they'll get their children, the government will get the children to snitch on their parents. And this is what the government here is attempting to do now. Sadly, the United States government is turning us into a snitch society. And this is what governments really do. As they get bigger, they pit interest groups against each other in all kinds of different ways. And this is a direct pitting one group against another.
Absolutely. I saw that happen when I was my 1 year in public school as I was growing up. Three families were pretty much torn apart because their kids participated in DARE and ratted out their parents because it was for their parents' own good. You know,
right, and this is what they'll
terrible.
Tell them.
That's
this
terrible.
Is what they'll tell the kids, and you know, I'd really question how many drug users' arrests have been for their own good. Are they really better off as a result? I'm sure some people, you know, got some small arrest and some kind of small punishment or whatever, and they quit doing drugs forever and ever. I'm sure that story is out there, but I think the vast majority of people just pay a fine, lose their kids. You know, they their life is made more miserable. And they don't change how they're living. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, alcohol, marijuana, these are all drugs. Why is one legal, one's illegal? It doesn't make any sense to me.
I agree.
And also, you know, when you think about Rush Limbaugh and his little drug thing. I mean, this guy's a poster child for responsible drug use. Here he was doing one of the big drugs of our time, Oxycontins or whatever. He's doing them on a regular basis, doing his radio program. He's managing to make not just a living, but a fine, fine living and doing drugs on a regular basis. It's not the drugs that are the problem in most cases. It's the drug war that makes it so bad.
Amen, Mark.
855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about what you want to talk about on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You're on Free Talk Live. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It is the live Tuesday night edition with Mark,
Nemi,
and Allie.
On October the 19th, let the establishment know that the people, not the media, will decide the future of this country. Head on over to blackthisout.com to be part of the largest grassroots donation effort in history. This is the first step in getting the government out of your life and out of this economy. Again, blackthisout.com today to let the media know that you won't stand by and let your freedom be blacked out. It's blackthisout.com. It's a great idea, and I support it entirely. So, Nimmy, we're talking about the high crime of sending your kid to a better school. Please go on.
We are. And as you indicated earlier, Mark, this is not something that's new. In fact, this article makes reference to a 1943 novel where it is called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. Where a mom wanted to have a better life for her kid. And as we were talking about over the break, it's what is the crime here? And what to me, the question is, what is the solution? Really?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I can see how this works. I mean, the crime is that the harm that taxpayers believe that they are being harmed to the tune of, say, $14,000 a year. If you're talking about New Hampshire, that's what they're spending on average for per student. Different states spend different amounts. I remember in Florida, I think it was $7,000 per student. It just goes to show you a disparity that's going on there. But in most places, you'll find that you can get a better education from a private school for the same amount of money, and the public schools spend it. But, you know, these taxpayers often feel like they're being put upon. And you can absolutely see it in this one instance that a friend of mine told me about. He's involved in local politics. And I may have some of this information wrong, but I've got the story really close. there's this kid, and it was in a town nearby. I'm not going to give the name because I don't want this particular family to have any kind of trouble over it. But this kid was severely mentally handicapped, severely. I mean, to the point that basically the claim was that he only had essentially a brain stem and, you know, in a wheelchair, barely cognizant of anything. And they spent $150,000 a year educating this kid, which is more than 10 times what they'd spend on other kids. And at the end of all this education, where the taxpayers have been, you know, strung out for, what, $2 million or something like that, they'll finally have a kid that may live to 25 and, you know, if he's lucky, be able to tell the difference between light and dark. So they're not getting anything for this education. And you can imagine what this has got to be like for the other people in that town, some of whom have no kids, don't intend to have any kids, some of whom's kids have gone through school, and their kids didn't have laptops when they went through. Some of them, I've got a kid. I homeschool my kid. He's only 3 and a half at this point. I could still send him to kindergarten if I wanted to. But I wouldn't give these people my kid for nothing in the world. I do not trust these people with my child. So they're never going to get him. And every dollar they take from me, they're taking from my child. And that's what's really disgusting about it. Oh, we'll provide you with a great education, the education we decide your kid should have, the right education. It's creepy and sick.
And I think to kind of downsize your example of the brainstem, $150,000, $2 million,
yeah.
There's a real culture in the public school system now where everyone has an individualized education plan. So you get special individualized care to the tune of an additional $10,000 to $50,000 a year. And your neighbors are paying for that. Mm-hmm. You're not paying for that. And it
You can get individualized education?
In New Hampshire, absolutely. Mm. If you're coded for special education in New Hampshire, you are fast-tracked to, quote-unquote, services that will be beneficial to you.
Certain school districts have figured out faster than other school districts that they're really the best way. This is the same idea behind putting people in jail is the same idea behind educating them this way. If they figure out a kid is special needs, and, you know, maybe that means they don't pay attention, they got to go potty too often, whatever it is that they might decide special needs means.
Anger management.
Right, anger management. Suddenly that kid goes from being worth $14,000 a year to the school district to be worth $50,000 a year to the school district. All they have to do is say, this kid's special needs. And then nobody wants to say, oh, no, they're not special needs, or special needs kids don't deserve this kind of money, or whatever. What are the private school kids doing? What are the private schools doing with these kids that might be called special needs in other schools? I'm not saying there's not legitimate special needs kids out there. There certainly are. But I would be willing to bet that more than half of them at this point, at least in this state, are not what we would have called special needs maybe a decade ago or 2 decades ago. I think that it's
absolutely
gotten way
not
out of hand.
Right. Absolutely. And so I would posit that the actual bigger crime is not the $150,000 brain dead person we're trying to educate.
Yeah.
It's the widespread $25,000, $50,000 for special ed for kids who just are having problems socializing, you know, or sent to a smaller school because they have problems taking criticism,
in these towns. I've talked to people who in my town, I guess they don't have as big of an issue. I think there is a kid that is called special needs or something like that and gets more money, but it would be so much cheaper for the town if they just said, somebody goes up to the person, the mom and dad, and says, look, we'll give you $50,000, sell your house and move to the next town over. And, I mean, this is how the government works to pit neighbor against neighbor. I mean, these people, I'm sure, are fine folks. I have no idea. I mean, these are fictitious people to my mind. I'm sure they're fine folks, but you want to get them out of your town because their kid has been called special needs for whatever reason. And you have to pay to send them to school. And it's sick and weird, and it is completely unsustainable. So please go on.
So there are several articles linked on this topic, and the other one that really struck me is a homeless mom is charged for false address.
Okay.
So
how could a homeless mom have a false address, right?
So she's,
she has no address.
She's splitting her time between a friend's house and a shelter in her car, but
okay.
She used her babysitter's address for her son to go to a school in Connecticut.
All
and
right.
She was brought up on.
So if her baby's, if her son is being, is spending a certain amount of time at this house, who's to say it's not his residence? Right.
And we get, and that gets us back to the residency requirement question.
What is a resident?
Plus, if she's homeless and say she doesn't have her child enrolled in any school, then aren't they going to arrest her for not educating her
exactly.
child? Like,
sure.
What is her legal option?
She's damned if she does and damned if she doesn't, really.
Well, the system is set up so that people that are homeless have no legal options.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's really the intent, or the outcome. I don't know if it's the intent. It's the outcome.
So this particular lady was charged with first-degree larceny for stealing $15,686 in education funds from Norwalk, Connecticut school district.
Right, so she's been charged with stealing from the school district for sending her kid to the school that was within the district of the babysitter that the kid was at. So the closest person to the child that she had that had an address, she sent the child to this address, and now she's put in jail for larceny?
Right.
Okay, so where's the kid go?
So probably, in a foster care, Mark.
Probably foster care in the same district that he was going previously, and now he can go to that school. It's crazy. It's absolute insanity.
And this is also funny because it's, what the government is providing in the public schools is not a service. It's called a service, but the service that they are providing is not done on a voluntary basis. So basically, based on my experience public schools and just the coercive nature of all of it, it's basically prison. So to try to make it sound like she's stealing a service, which is supposed to be public, by sending her kid to school there when it's not, if it was a private school and she sent her son there and used fraud in order to get him there, that would be theft. But this is government. This is not theft.
Well, it's a difficult conundrum for this poor lady. If you've got some solution for her, 855-450-3733, it seems to me the government put her in a no-win situation. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought. And if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll-free column line here on Free Talk Live. For those of you who listen to the show and have listened for quite some time, you know that our first seat guy, Ian Freeman, he's on day 56 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count-up. Hopefully he will be out within 10 days, certainly. We don't know exactly when, but hopefully it will be soon. Looking forward to getting him back here in the main seat. It is Mark with you.
Nemi.
And Allie.
And you can call in and talk about what you want at 855-450-3733. What if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were all moving to one state in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening. And you can be part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. If you care about liberty and the future of your family and this nation, check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. All right, so going back to the story here where the government's pitting neighbor against neighbor by trying to throw people in jail for sending their kids to the better of the public school options. I find this to be such a difficult topic because the government is so ensconced in education. It's not right that somebody who isn't paying into, say, one school district sends their kid to that school district. I get it. But chances are extraordinarily good, almost impossible for them not to be paying into another school district. Or at the very least, in some of these really extreme cases, people are sending their kids to one school sending to a better school in a school district. I guess it's not district in the right term. You know, so like a county will have several districts. They're paying their money into the county, and the county wants them to go to one school. They're going to another school. And then they're charging these people with larceny and theft and felonies for sending their kids to better schools. And this is just a mixed-up, convoluted system that requires people to, be at each other's throats, and it's not pleasant.
It's not pleasant at all. In fact, it goes even farther than that. In the story we were talking about before the break about the babysitter, who was helping out a homeless woman and her six-year-old son by letting them use her address in Connecticut. She was evicted. She was evicted from her public housing for her role in helping
the babysitter
folks.
Was.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So now we have two homeless folks and a six-year-old.
Right. Everybody's let's put everybody on the street. And we don't know how whether this babysitter has kids or not either.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, you know, I'm just guessing public housing that has that I have children sound to it.
They've certainly held them out as an example to others. And it's I don't understand what this serves at really. I mean, the money, as you say, Mark, the money is already gone. The money has already been taken to pay for this kid's education. But who does it serve to arrest a homeless woman? It's obvious that she needs to educate her son, as Allie pointed out. She's damned if she does and damned if she doesn't. She's going to jail either way.
Right. You know, I mean, where is her home if she's homeless?
That's right.
I mean, it seems like the babysitter is just as good of a place to pick as anything else, you know, as an address. I don't see how she stole from the people of Norwalk, Connecticut, and this is frightening, and this is happening across the country.
I suppose the argument could be made that she's stealing because that money, if it wasn't spent on him, would be returned to the taxpayers, but I think that argument's pretty hollow.
Another thing I wanted to point out was that a lot of times, because I know we're calling it having your child educated, a lot of times it's a poor excuse for an education what a lot of these public schools offer. So what you're really choosing between is babysitters and daycare attendees, and like basically it's you're choosing between the safety of a school, not necessarily the value of the education. That's too much to even be thinking about. A lot of times you're just thinking, is my child safe attending this school? And if they're not safe attending this school, then I'm going to do whatever I can to get them into the safer of the schools.
You know, and you can't blame a parent for that either. Now, this is you bring up a really important point here, Allie, and the numbers as I have read them on a national scale, public schools are kicking, and how am I going to give you numbers on your local scale? But on a national scale, public schools are kicking out students that on 20% of students, they're functionally illiterate. They cannot read and do, you know, sort of regular math. And if they're not if the public school can't do that 20% of the time, what's the worst we could do by getting rid of public schools? I mean, are you telling me that 80% of parents out there are you telling me that more than 20% of parents out there wouldn't send their kids to school? Because when I think of my son, I think of the most important and most valuable thing that I have in this whole wide world, and there's no way I would ever let him go uneducated because it's so important. And I think that the vast majority of people feel this way. Certainly there are people out there that feel that school is a waste of time and that people should get to work or whatever. I don't know exactly what they think. But could we do any worse than 20% functionally illiterate? To me, this is the claim for keeping public schools going. If we don't have public schools, everybody will be dumb. And, you know,
everybody already is dumb.
That's the point, right?
Pretty much.
Even the ones that walk out of public school and that can read are, you know, they're coddled and brainwashed to the point that they can't even think for themselves. They think that the government is the only organization that can provide for them, and why shouldn't they? They've had 13 years of, well, look, it's okay to steal from people as long as you're doing it for a good reason. I mean, they're told all kinds of mixed up, stupid, weird messages from public school, and you know, it seems to me that this solution has proven itself to not work. We've gotten to the point that now the public schools and the teachers' unions have figured out they can get a whole bunch more money by calling everybody a special needs student, and it's going to bring this whole house of cards crashing down. There's already a bumper sticker that says something like it takes a school to break a village. And
pretty much.
It really does. The town that I live in, and I know that most surrounding towns here in the Keene area, in the Monadnock region of New Hampshire, it's 70%, 80% sometimes, certainly more than 60% of the town budget just for schools. Mm-hmm. Just for schools. And most of the people, New Hampshire is a state where they call it, you know, it's an aging state. Most of the people here are old and don't have kids.
How much would you say, like, family budget would go to providing for your child? Like, what percentage?
I couldn't even come up to say because we, you know, buy educational videos and stuff. But most of the education that Jack gets is things like stories. And he has this flashcard set that came with the baby reading kit at babyreadingkit.com, which if you have a child, I recommend this highly. He can read. It was amazing. Yesterday, I think it was, my wife had on one of her marathon shirts. She runs marathons and stuff because apparently her life isn't bad enough. She has to add running marathons to it to make it even more miserable. But, you know, so she had this, and on the back, I guess it was sponsored by American Express Blue. And he pointed up to the shirt and said, "Blue." And she said, "Do I have something blue on my shirt?" And I said, "No, it's the word." And wow. He's just he can read the colors and all kinds of different other words out there just because we spend a lot of time with him. He's very interested in books. Different kids are interested in different things. And I'm not saying that, you know, other people's kids who aren't interested in reading in the same way aren't. But we, you know, we focus on these things. And I understand that there are families that aren't going to focus in the same way that we do.
Right. Yeah. And it just goes to show that different children learn at different speeds. And like you were saying about having in New Hampshire, apparently they individualize.
They can.
I'm for individualizing education.
Sure.
And everyone technically has special needs as far as
sure
education goes. What we're saying is the bureaucracy behind it is obviously messing the idea up.
Right.
But that's why I'm for privatizing education because everyone has individual needs.
There's a private school just around the corner from me that the tuition is like $1,500. I think they just raised it to like $1,750 a year. $1,750 a year. They spend $14,000 per student on average. That's kindergarten through high school. And you can imagine high school students cost more here in New Hampshire. And you can get for a tenth of that a private education where there is, you know, there's one teacher and I think it's 15 students. Where can you get that in public school? And also you'll get the superior education of kids, older kids teaching younger kids. So the older kids learn better. I mean, when you're teaching somebody, you learn that information in the most concrete way. And so you have that added advantage. The older kids are learning it through teaching, and the younger kids are getting even more specialized, focus on them. This could be done everywhere if people wanted it. But no, we've got to let the government take care of it, and it costs 10 times as much. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. You can call in and tell me that we're going to bring an apocalypse.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.